Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Welcome back for another year. New year, a fresh start. I don't know how you're feeling about it, but this one feels a little bit different to me. Maybe it's because I'm an optimist, but I think there are great things in store. Why I might be feeling that and a bit of an announcement later on the episode, but truth be told, I've recorded a few episodes that I thought were going to air on New Year's or shortly thereafter. My wife, Magna, even joined me for one of them. You've heard her in the past here on the podcast. Now, she's great. She's amazing. And you're definitely going to be hearing from her a lot more this coming year in the podcast. But for all of the episodes that we did that I pre-recorded, I didn't have that usual feeling of, okay, this is done. Put that out. This is good. This is released when it's supposed to be. So I didn't. Now that we're in 2023, my friends, brand new year, I sat down, lifted it up in prayer and said, God, hey, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to talk about? Because if you were not aware, that's the only way that any of this works or is effective, by the way. I knew that I wanted to do an episode that focused on the new year, but I knew that I didn't want it to be the usual, oh, like set your goals. This is how you set a goal. You can do this, you can do that, because to be honest, I'm not really sure if I even believe in New Year's resolutions in the way that the majority of people do. I'm more interested in hearing what people already have been doing and less about what they say that they want to do. Do not get me wrong, if you have set resolutions, let that momentum propel you and inspire you to get started. But the longer that I've personally been living and thinking about the things in my life and the patterns, the more I lean into discipline and systems over inspiration and just motivation alone. Does that make sense? There are other thoughts that I have on the topic. For example, I believe that motivation can be used as a tool to develop habits and discipline, but that's going to have to be for another episode. So when I was asking God, hey, where should I take this episode? The first one in 2023, I heard that I needed to show you how to start a new year. So you've heard the saying, it's not about how you start, but how you finish, right? That holds true. The race is determined by how it's finished, but if you aren't even remotely close to the starting line, or if you aren't even on the track, you can't start the race, let alone finish it. So I'm going to keep this as simple and as practical as possible, because that's personally how my mind works. So I've broken it down into three steps. I'll tell you what those are right now, then we'll break it down. The first step is to get focused. We need to figure out and get wisdom on what it is that we need to be aiming at. If we don't, it'll be like trying to get to a destination with no directions. We can walk around, you know, we can do this, we can do that. But at the end of the year, we're just going to be confused, or maybe even worse if we don't have a roadmap or the right things to aim at. So that's step number one, get focused. Number two, second step is to evaluate. So this is where we can look to our past. Odds are there are things that you need to accomplish that you've been working on for a while, but haven't quite been able to achieve. So we need to evaluate why we didn't achieve these things, what stopped us, where did we trip up? So step one, get focused. Step two, evaluate. The last step is to stir the belief up. We need to really believe that the things that God has called us to do are achievable. I'll be sharing some personal stories later on, but we need to get emotionally involved. I like to say it like this. Hey, we need to get intense about it, right? We need to get some skin in the game. We need to get intense about it. So step one, we need a map. We need to get focused. Step two, we need to evaluate. We need to see where we've been getting tripped up. Noticing some patterns there, put things in place to make sure that doesn't keep happening, just getting really practical. And then step three, we need to stir the belief that we can do these things. And then we need to get intense about it. We need to get involved. We need to get emotionally involved. So without further ado, let's jump right into step one. Set your focus, get your map. I remember there was a conference that I was at. There was a man speaking and he was talking about focus. I believe he pointed at this place on the wall at the back of the room and he spoke about how if he saw that spot and then looked away and walked around things to get to it, odds are he wouldn't hit that specific spot. He might get close. He might be in the same vicinity as the original spot because you know, he was after all like heading in that direction, but he wouldn't get to the exact spot he wanted to get to. But then he said, if I keep my eyes locked on that one spot, ignoring the obstacles around me, keeping my focus 100% on that point, and he started to like walk over people, I'll hit it every single time because I knew where I was going, locked in, I did not get distracted. It's a new year, so I'm going to assume that there are a few people heading to the gym to better themselves, which is great. I remember years ago I was at the gym. It was late at night, and I think I was like waiting on someone to finish their workout. Maybe it was like my cousin or one of my siblings so we could go home. And I was kind of being dumb on the treadmill because I don't know if you have been to the gym before or you go often, but when there is no one around or very few people around to watch you, you will do random things out of boredom or just because you saw it like somewhere and you're like, you know what? I wonder if I could do that. You know, what's my real personal one rep max or whatever it is? So this time I was running on the treadmill. Everything was fine. But then I had the brilliant idea, man, what if I closed my eyes and tried running? What would happen? So I did just that. And I'm pretty sure we all know exactly what happened. I was good for about 3 seconds. Then my foot like stepped on the side of the platform and I tripped and proceeded to be thrown off of the treadmill. Very awkward. Actually, this was the most awkward part. I've shared it before in the podcast, but right away I was feeling a little bit embarrassed. Like rightfully so, I just flew off the treadmill. So without realizing that the treadmill was going still at full speed because I didn't have one of those safety stops on, I jumped back on to try to like, oh, everything's fine here, only to then fly off again. So very awkward, do not recommend. Notice though how I was able to keep going for a few steps in this analogy. See, that's the deception, by the way, when we take our eyes off of the prize. We think, oh, hey, it's gonna be fun. I've done this before, you know, I got this, but if my eyes are closed, I can't focus where I want to go. And because of that, I can't get to where I need to be. That's why we need a map going into a brand new year. Something that when times get tough, when we feel like we don't have anything left, we can know that we're headed in the right direction. See, we can't just aim at anything and then hope that, oh, I hope it works out. That's why a lot of us make goals every year to be better, because we don't like how we feel or how our lives look, but we don't stop and realize that a lot of us are in places that God never called or intended us to be in. We just thought, hey, I'm good at this. This is when I'm naturally talented, or that'll pay the bills, or my parents wanted me to go to school. So we do the thing, but we're trying to get to fulfillment, the fulfillment that God has for us personally while following someone else's map. Does that make sense? So we need to be spending time in prayer, asking God for wisdom on what it is that he has for us in the year. And that's why that's step number one, so important. Step number two is evaluate and then put things in place. So step number one, biggest step in this process by far, I believe. See, if we go back to the beginning of the episode, remember the race? You can't finish or start the race if you aren't on course. So getting on the course is of supreme importance. Once though we do, the second thing that needs to be done is some evaluation. Like it or not, you and I are the sum total of every single decision we've made up until this point. Do I need to say that again? So like it or not, you and I right now, our current state, finances, you know, our physical, all these different things, we are the sum total of every single decision we have made up until this point. Oh, I really like cookies. Oh, my dad always liked cookies. Yeah, okay, I get that. But did someone shove it in your mouth? Maybe, hopefully not. That sounds a little bit aggressive, but you know, we're the ones to, you know, do these things to ourselves. So if I'm out of shape, it's not because of anyone or anything else. It's because I chose one thing over the next in most circumstances. My father is the practical joker type, always making jokes, but he said something once that I will never forget. Probably one of the most profound things I've ever heard him say. So he told me, Terry, you need to pick your heart. Now, what does that mean? You need to pick your heart. Well, let's take the example of fitness because it's an easy one to understand. See, it's hard to wake up early and go to the gym, especially within the first few weeks, as I'm sure a lot of people are feeling right now. But it's also hard to get sick down the road or have bad mobility, maybe be unable to play with your kids. Both things are hard, but we need to pick our heart. It's hard to get out of debt, right? Another example, stick to a budget, save an emergency fund. But hey, it's also on the flip side, really hard to live paycheck to paycheck, just stressing about finances year in and year out. See, we are the sum total of the choices we make. We need to choose to pick our heart. The second step is really about looking back and seeing where we have been getting tripped up in the past. While recording this, I'm thinking that the majority aren't going to be radically surprised at what God is calling them to this year. Like, you're not going in one direction and all of a sudden, like, maybe you're a really creative type and you're like a fabulous musician and God's like, you know what? You need to be a dentist. No, like that could happen, but I'm assuming that you have an idea and have tried but failed in the past to do the things that you really feel God has placed on your heart to do. The question then becomes, why did we fail? Isn't that an important question to ask ourselves? You know, maybe what can we put in place this time around so that we do not fail going forward? And if we do fail, hey, then we can pick ourselves up really quickly. Maybe that's one of the areas actually that you've been failing at. Maybe you're trying something, you're going forward, and then boom, you feel like you missed a day. Maybe you feel like you messed up once or you gave in to something that you know you shouldn't have once and you feel like, oh, everything's ruined. That is not true. That is a huge lie from the enemy. You just got to keep picking yourself up, moving forward. So maybe that's one of the areas where you've stopped in the past. This is so key to the success of anything in life, I believe. I remember this one New Year, even personally, I was so excited for a goal that I had. I was doing all the things toward it and then boom, I failed. And it took all the wind out of my sails. And when I prayed about it, God said something very simple, but it was pretty profound. He said, you made it too easy to fail. That's why you did. You made it too easy. See, it's not complicated. Here's a practical example even. There was this person who came up to me. There's been a few actually, but their struggle was, and I'm going to be, you know, gentle here, but their struggle was with watching things online that they knew that they shouldn't. So you can read between the lines with that one. And when they came to me for advice, my advice was pretty simple. You need to make the habit of this addiction so inconvenient, it is essentially impossible for you to give into it. That was one of the pieces of advice I gave. What does that look like? Well, you no longer have unrestricted access to anything. You have accountability measures in place so that if you do happen to get into things you shouldn't, someone you trust will know about it and can confront you. See, there's social pressure there. That makes it even more difficult. Not only that, but you'll be held accountable. You have no alone time. You have no access to electronics in any place under any any circumstance that has not been locked down. See, we are expecting the habit in its early stages to try to come back because that's what happens. That's how these things work. But we are suffocating it one step at a time. The moment you find a workaround, boom, that is not time to give up. Fix that workaround. Don't get defeated, suffocated. See, the Bible even says, resist the enemy and he will flee. What you feed grows, what you starve dies. It's as simple as that. So look at where you've fallen off in the past. Maybe it was exercise. Maybe it was getting too busy for the ones you loved. Our past holds clues to the keys that will unlock our futures if we partner with the Holy Spirit and just have that wisdom. And the last thing that I would say about this as well is usually our minds will follow the path of least resistance, meaning you'll probably be able to come up with a few solutions to a problem, but sometimes the good stuff comes from thinking outside of the box. So if you've tried a few things and they have not worked in the past, odds are there is something, you just have not thought about it yet. And that's where we really do need the Holy Spirit's wisdom. And even the wisdom from maybe those who've come before us, maybe in the form of a mentor or someone who has gone through the same thing, but overcome it as well. The last step, step three, believe. Get intense and emotionally involved. The last step is easy when times are easy, but can get difficult when times are difficult. Excuse me, because it has to do with the way that we really think. We can have our maps, right? We can have our focus set and direction down. We can evaluate and solve for problems, not giving up when we fail, but getting back up, putting things in place. But our efforts will most likely fail if there isn't a deep sense of belief that we can actually and will overcome and do the thing, right? This is just basic human nature, okay? So this final step has to do with our mindsets. Some people are going to find this a lot easier than others. Just a bit of a warning there, especially depending on your current opinion of yourself. We need to believe deep down that the things we set out to do are in fact achievable. Even if every other fact is pointing towards the fact that it isn't. How do we do that? Well, it comes back to step one. If God has called you to it, you need to trust that he is the God of the impossible and that all things are possible with him. So it just needs to be that simple. Oh, God specifically told me that this is a situation that's going to take place. My faith in him trumps the lack of faith that I can actually do the things when I'm in those circumstances. Let me share a story from even my past. As you know, I've worked in Christian radio for over a decade, about 11 and a half years. And there were many days and nights that I felt like I couldn't go forward anymore. Felt like I didn't have what it took. Felt like I was just constantly having the life drained out of me at times. But I had a word from the Lord, and that is what I needed to do. So I started to get intense about it. I would literally picture it at the start of every single year as I walked through the front door, January 1, whatever day it was, that I was like hitting the devil right in the face with the door when I opened it, like boom, because I knew that there were times where there was a lot coming against me to just step outside of God's calling. So I just had to take it personally. I had to make it personal. It was a me versus those forces thing. That's how I saw it. Now on the outside, I didn't like shock and awe the door and screaming and getting all like angry and frothing from the mouth. That wasn't it. But inside, I just had this constant intensity that was getting me through things. So when someone would come along and give me a hard time out of nowhere, or when I felt like quitting, when I felt like stepping away, I would take it personal and say, hey, listen, I am here for a reason. There is no way under any circumstance I will leave this position 1 second before God calls me to it. I made up my mind. I decided nothing will get me to leave. Nothing. I let go of pay expectations, to be honest with you. I let go of the way people treated me a lot of times. Now, that's not me being a doormat. I'm just saying like, listen, I didn't need people to be all rosy towards me and nice all the time for me to stay. I let go of the way that I was perceived by those on the outside looking in. No ammo to the enemy. I made it my mission that I would not leave until I was called somewhere else. And what I said right there a few moments ago, no ammo to the enemy, that's the way that I saw that. See, if the enemy can get me to start saying, and this is an easy one, and I know a lot of people struggle with this, especially today, so I want to use this as an example. When I said I let go of pay expectations, like, don't get me wrong, I knew I was worth a lot more than I was being paid or even could be paid, right? And I just had to let go of the fact that my expectations of what I think I should be paid, like I had to let go of that because I knew that that was something that the enemy could use to just drive bitterness in me and cause me to stop short from accomplishing the mission, right? So as I was, as I said, January 1st, I would just open this door, the door to the office, as if I was slamming it in the enemy's face to say, hey, listen, I'm here. I made it another year. I'm in charge. You will not win. Last year, I know you tried doing this and this and that, but listen, I'm back, baby, and I'm here until the Holy Spirit leads me on. See, you need to believe that the things that God has placed on your heart to do are actually achievable, because when God is on your side, remember, all things are really possible. You know, there are times where I was going through things that I had never faced before, and that's difficult because there's no roadmap in your mind to how to get over it, right? Or get through it. Things that were a weight on top of the usual weight of everyday life, if you know what I'm saying. There were times when confusion was hitting me and my loved ones, and things seemed to be coming at me from different sides. And I would feel like heaven was watching me to see what I would do. Would I cave in, or would I just stand and would I fight? I had that fight in me. And because of that, I was able to stand. When I'm telling you, I would watch people systematically, one by one by one, just fall away. I was relentless when it came to the things that God spoke to me in that season. This is a strange way to officially break the news in the podcast, especially after that intensity. But as of the beginning of the year, I have become 100% self-employed. So I no longer work at the radio station because that time did come, which leads me to my next example, even announcements.church. That is the business that I am now doing full time alongside this podcast and, you know, a few startup of different ideas. If you're not aware, so we're a company that provides video announcements for churches. We help streamline church communication. But when I started it, I had no idea what I was doing. No sweet clue. I had no idea where to even start. I just had this idea. So what did I do? I looked at what I had. I had Photoshop at the time because I was using that program for, you know, doing other work I was doing at the time. So I opened Photoshop, wrote down the name in a font I liked, which I do not like anymore, by the way. I wrote announcements.church. I tried making a logo, which looked so bad, but I knew that if I kept trying, kept reiterating, kept doing different things, kept thinking about it, if I was relentless, if I kept trying, I would eventually make the pieces come together and I would figure it out, because I knew God gave me the green light to start that venture. And you know what? It did. There are currently things right now where God spoke to me about this business where it's very easy for me to look around and say, you know, I don't know about this. I don't know about that. But I'm like, wait a second. I go back to that map. I go back to that word. God saying, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to take place. And then I can have peace in my spirit because I know that he called me to this and he's good to keep up his end of the deal 100% of the time, even if it doesn't look like it's happening in my timeline, right? I'm currently working on a new version of the site, for example. See, if I compared the first website design when I did that logo to the one I'm working on now in the website, you'd think it was a completely different company. I had to learn what worked and what didn't. And I had to constantly reiterate, get better, get better, get better, get better, and learn. I launched a business, changed sites already like 3 times. Why am I telling you this? See, it's through the failing. It's through the decision to not quit, that determination to see where I went wrong, to learn, to grow, to put things in place, through the seeking that I am where I am and where I believe you will go as well. This is a new year. It is filled with opportunity, things that you don't even know about, things you can't even imagine. This is part of the wonder of life, you know, the surprise. But there are things that we can do to start the new year off right. We need to be seeking God. We need to set our focus on the right things because it's going to be that focus, those words from God that will guide us and set the map for the rest of the year. Then once we get that, we need to see in the areas that God is calling us, what could cause us problems? What has caused us problems in the past? You know, what addictions or patterns you notice are holding you back? And this doesn't have to be even blatant things. Look about even maybe procrastination. Maybe you realize when such and such occurs, you tend to procrastinate, which is going to stop you from achieving your goal. Well, let's go all the way back before procrastination even hits. What is causing that procrastination to happen? Is it a mindset? Is it a physical location? Is maybe your desk space too cluttered? Is there too many distractions going on? See, if we solve that, that solves the procrastination, which then frees us up to do what it is that we need to do. So we need to get creative. Don't see them as hard stop points, problems that you encounter, rather for opportunities to use wisdom with the Holy Spirit to find out how you can overcome them, right? Then we all need to actually do something that is much easier said than done, but we need to believe that we actually can. Because when you believe that you can, when you make it personal, like I spoke about, when you make it about, hey, either I'm going to win or the enemy's going to win in this area, then there is no way I'm going to allow that to happen. When you get intense about it and feel it in your chest, you will do the things that you set out to do that God has called you to do. Some little side notes too that I would say about that. Maybe you're having a hard time stirring belief. What I find is that words have power. So let's say you get the plan from God, right? And you are taking out distractions, you're taking out, you know, you're evaluating things. How could stuff go wrong? You know, where did I go wrong or fail in the past? What can I solve around this? But now you need to stir belief. I would start speaking out the words and the vision that God's given you in your heart. Let's say it's me for the business, for example. I'll just use this off the top of my head. And God's like, oh, Terry, you're going to do this business. And then I'm like, oh, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I can barely design a good logo. I don't know how to do everything. No, keep coming back to that word and speak it to yourself daily. If you have to speak it every single hour, if you have to speak it every hour on the hour, every 15 minutes, whatever, I'm starting a business. It's going to do this. God told me this. This is what's going to happen. And eventually, look at that. Language is starting to change. Your posture is starting to change. Stop speaking negative stuff. Oh, you know, God said this, but I have no idea how. Listen, that is so ridiculous. We've read in the Bible so many times all these different people who felt like they were way over their head. But you know what they did? They turned to God. They looked to God because they realized that it's actually not about their ability. It's about God's ability through them that was activating those gifts and making a way when there was no way, right? That's what I would say. Okay. If you're listening to this, and I know for a few, it might be because I was the next podcast on your queue. Regardless, I'm very thankful. But I also know of people who are really hungry, who are tired of just doing nothing, who feel that tug of purpose on their heart maybe, and don't just want, oh, I'm just going to set some goals. Oh, I'm going to drink some water. That's good. But listen, you can do the big things as well. They are not impossible. I'm going to be here time and time again this year to help remind you that it can be done. I'm going to have people on the podcast that are going to help encourage you, help build your faith up this year like you would not believe. I have an interview right now that I've been sitting on. It's almost 3 hours long from someone that, like, I have to try to edit this down, but it's from someone who, against incredible odds, is winning whole entire regions to the Lord. See, we're going to keep showing up. I'm talking about you and me because that's who we are, right? What else do we have? We're just going to sit around and do nothing. We have been called for a purpose. Remember the name of the podcast. We're not called to be people who just sit around and do nothing. We're the ones who bring change. We affect change, who bring the light when all there is seemingly darkness around us. We will be a relentless house of action in 2023 and beyond.